Johnny, there was a wonderful story. I don't know if you caught it. It was out of Germany in the last 24 or 48 hours. Fella in the Bavarian Alps, I think, on a switchback in a van, five people, you know, coming down the mountainside, coming around a turn. And you know how when you're coming around a turn, the centrifugal force kind of forces you against your door?
Mm-hmm.
His door flew open, wasn't wearing his seatbelt. Wow! Over the ledge.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Another lesson, you should wear your seatbelt.
Yeah, it's just interesting.
Okay.
How many times have you thought in your life when you're taking a sharp turn and really just leaning against that door hard, boy, it'd be a drag if this popped open right now. I've thought that, haven't you?
I have thought that.
Yeah.
I actually had that happen to a child in my car once.
Boy, what? And you're still allowed to be with the kid and everything?
Well, the kid was, it wasn't my child, it was a niece, and she was,
oh, okay.
She was buckled in, but the door was shut and everything, and just flew open when I turned.
Oh, she stayed in.
Yeah, she was buckled in. There was no problem.
Yeah.
She wasn't hurt, so.
Yeah.
It was an older car, an old kind of clunker I had for a while.
You know those, they're not teeter-totters. What are they? Those old swing sets you see that have the feature where you have a little bench on each side and then a little floor, and they're metal, and the kids sit in them, and they swing back and forth, but it's not a regular swing, and it's not a teeter-totter. It's a... it has two seats facing each other.
Oh, okay, sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
Just like, yeah, like a little swing that, yeah.
And it goes...
A basket, kind of, with the swing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I had a friend who, you reminded me of it, because I'm sure it would have been difficult to bring that kid back to his mother or father, her mother or father, and, you know, in the shape she'd be in it, she shot out that door.
Sure.
This woman brought over a child in my friend's backyard and was going to leave with the child. And my friend said, oh, no, she can stay and play here with my girls. Oh, no, I shouldn't leave her. She's accident prone and she's young. No, I'll keep an eye on her. Well, what is she going to do? I don't know. The play on the swing set. No. I don't want her anywhere near a swing set. Oh, come on. Well, really keep an eye on her. He said, I will. Well, he has two other daughters playing with his kid. And he gets a phone call. It's not funny, but it's, it would be funny in a movie.
I'm hoping for a good ending
real.
Here. I'm hoping for a good ending, Tom.
He gets a phone call. He goes into the kitchen and he's talking. And, well, he thinks he hears screaming. At first he thought it was laughter, but then he realizes, no, it doesn't have that laughter tone. It's more of a scream. He looks out the window. And somehow this little kid had fallen between the slats of that basket swing you're talking about.
Okay, yeah.
So there are already two kids on it. And then somehow a slat broke, and as they were swinging wildly, way up one side, way up the other, the slat broke, and the neighbor kid fell through there.
Okay.
And as he looked out the window, all he saw... was the kid repeatedly trying to get up off the dirt and the thing coming down, bam!
Oh,
and then the kid would go down, and then try to get up and come back the other way, bam! And then the kid would go back down again, come up the other way, bam! And this thing was just putting contusions in the head of this poor little child. And he had to bring that kid back to mom. Oh, I mean, imagine.
Aside from some bumps, though, the kid was okay, right?
The kid went to the hospital and was okay 2 days later, but not then.
Oh, gosh.
But just having to carry that corpse or whatever it was at that point, who knows what he was carrying at that point, back and say, here, my babysitting duties are over. I'm no EMT.
Five Eyewitness News weather forecast, increasing clouds.